Hello and welcome to this week's episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman, and to our long-term listeners, I want to say thank you for listening, subscribing, and telling others about the show. And if you're one of our newer listeners, thanks for being here also. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of the show and how to make your practice even better. On today's show, we're going to spend time talking about customer satisfaction, how to meet it, how to beat it, and how to give them such amazing service that you become the conversation when they're talking about businesses that they love, practices that they love to talk about, and who they should be sending their friends and family to go see for their chiropractic care. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession, and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. As I said in the introduction, on today's show, we're going to be talking about customer satisfaction. And customer satisfaction means so many different things to so many different people. One of the takeaways that I hope you're going to take from today's show is I'm going to invite you to speak to your patients, your best patients, your favorite patients in different ages and different stages of life about how they feel they could be best served. But we're going to get that information by not asking them directly about our practice, about other businesses that they like to visit. So let's get started. When you speak to different people about different businesses that you like to go to, I'm curious, what do you say and what are you thinking? So if you're talking about a restaurant, often you talk about how good the food is. You also talk about how good the service is. You talk about how reasonable the prices are. You talk about how easy it is to get in and off of the parking lot, maybe. How easy it is to get a table, maybe. How easy it is to get exactly what you want, maybe. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about one of your favorite lunch places. Let's pretend it's one of the nationwide chains. I'm not going to say the name, but you'll probably get the idea based on the conversation that we're about to have. You pull into this place. They're known for their bread. And when you walk in, there's a self-serve kiosk. And there's also a person standing at the register that is ready, willing, and able to take your order. Which one do you do? Do you go over to the self-serve kiosk to place your order that way? Or do you walk up to the person and tell them exactly what you want and have them key it in? This is a choice, and this is customer service. They can do it either way, but you know what? Everybody has a preference. What do your patients prefer? Do they prefer a self-serve kiosk, or do they prefer the one-on-one? Another great example is if you go to one of the large retailers, say it's a grocery store, and you get all the items that you want and need, and then you can go to the cashier, put your items on the conveyor belt, and have them check them out, or you can go to the self-serve and check it out yourself and bag them and walk out the door. What do you do? What do your patients do, and what would they prefer? Do they prefer to be waited on, or do they want to take care of themselves so they can get in and get out faster, or perceived faster? Another great example is one of the fast food restaurants, and I remember this from when my kids were very small. They make the most amazing chicken sandwiches, and again, I'm not going to name the company, but you probably know who I'm talking about. When you go in, their staff is always trained a certain way. They're smiley. They're efficient, they're incredibly helpful. And over my years in practice, I've actually had the opportunity to hire and work with a few of their ex-employees, found them to be incredibly well-trained. In fact, if you go onto YouTube, you can find a training video that's called Everyone Has a Story. And it's a peek into the world of how they train their employees to give such amazing service. I think it would be a great thing for your employees to know also of how we can better serve our people. And now, having talked about different restaurants and grocery stores, let's focus back in on customer service a little bit more in today's world. But this isn't a new idea at all. In fact, a bunch of years ago, Ken Blanchard and two other gentlemen wrote a book called Customer Mania, talking about how do we give the best care to people and train our staff in order to do that at the highest level. Highly recommend the book if you haven't read it. But again, this is healthcare. So what are we doing in our office and with our offices for our patients? So I've been to doctor's offices where they have a self-kiosk check-in. The person is sitting right there at the front desk. And if you ignore all of the signs as you walk into the office and you walk up to that person and say, I'm here to check in, the female who is sitting at the desk casually points over at the self-serve kiosk and says, you can do that over there all by yourself. Not exactly great customer service. And no, it was not a chiropractor's office. It was a medical doctor's office. And I found this absolutely mind-boggling that a person going in for healthcare who's having a significant issue of some kind, they're in some sort of pain, they're in some sort of distress, is asked to stand there at a kiosk, fumbling, punching in information, their name, their birthday, parts of their social security number, their address, the doctor they're there to see, the primary reason for their visit. Oh my God, really? This is healthcare. And if your number one job is to help people, and that's why you're in healthcare, why would you turn somebody away and tell them to go do it at a little self-serve kiosk? Makes no sense to me. But I have seen in chiropractic offices where there's a self-serve kiosk for the person when they come in. And it asks a bunch of questions. How are you today? Rate your pain. And some other subjective questions depending on what's pre-programmed in. Again, is it efficient? Absolutely. Does it build the subjective section of the note for the doctor? It absolutely does, yes. Is that why you go to the doctor? So that you can talk to a computer and not tell the doctor or the doctor's assistant what's been going on? Would you rather talk to a computer or would you rather talk to a person about you, about your health, about your family, your child, your mother, your sibling, your spouse? A bunch of years ago, the AMA, the American Medical Association, did a survey with pediatricians. And what they did was really very interesting. They told the pediatricians, when a parent brings their child into your office, simply let them tell you what's going on. Don't cut them off, but time it and let's see how long it really takes them to get their point across and then for them to allow you to go to work. How long do you think a parent would talk about what's going on with their child when they want the doctor to really pay attention to them? Would you believe the average time was 90 seconds? A minute and a half. That's all. And what's most important is the parent and the patient felt heard. They were listened to. Because as I said on a previous episode, people can only listen once they feel they've been heard. When you try and tell somebody what they should be doing, whether it's an exercise, a nutrition program, a way to sleep, any of the different facets of health that are all incredibly important, if you have not asked them where they are with that right now and listened to them, the odds of them listening to you and taking that information in are incredibly small. So do you want to be fast or do you want to be effective? And I say, I think you should be both. But in order to be fast, you have to listen to your patient. Listen to what they're telling you. Find out what's going on, what's really concerning them, and then help them with the best possible information that solves their issue in the easiest possible way. For over 30 years, I have recommended to patients the fewest number of exercises that I could possibly give them to do on a daily basis. Because all of us as practicing doctors know at least a dozen different exercises that everybody should do every day, and it would be great for their range of motion, for their flexibility, for their agility, and so many other things. But we also know, if you've been practicing for any amount of time, almost nobody is going to do all of them, or often, let alone any of them. So by giving them just 1, 2, 3 simple exercises, easy, that can be done almost anywhere, you're much more likely to have better compliance. And when we have better compliance, we have happy patients who are talking about us, and they have high customer satisfaction. So earlier in the show, I quoted the self-serve kiosk that was at the medical doctor's office, and I talked about the survey that the AMA did, but we're none of those things. We're chiropractors. We're the chiropractic office. We're warm. We're friendly. We're like family with so many of our patients. How do we treat our friends and family when they come to see us? We're genuinely glad to see them. So that person at your front desk should be answering the phone with a big smile on their face. And when they walk in the door, again, that person should have a smile on their face and be glad to see the person who's coming in. Sue, it's great to see you today. How's your day been going? People fought through traffic to get to your office. They would really enjoy being welcomed in a warm, caring way. And maybe Sue knows where to hang her coat up if it's chilly or a rainy day. Or maybe Sue is just thirsty, so there's a bottle of water that she can take from a little refrigerator anytime she wants one, because that's a wonderful thing to offer to your patients. And I think your staff should be fully trained in such a way so that they know to frame everything for your patients, for your people's benefit. If somebody looks like they rushed in, you know what? You can ask them, would you like to sit and relax for a few minutes, or would you like to go straight back and see the doctor? Very often in today's world, people are rushing from place to place to place, and they would love just to sit for a minute to catch up on their email, catch up on their text messages, return a phone call. Please have a seat in the reception area. Make yourself comfortable. Let me know when you're ready to go back and see the doctor. What a change that is. Or maybe they are in a horrible rush and they say, I know I'm in a rush and I see there's people in front of me. Is there any chance you could get me in and out today? If you've set your office up properly, all of the patients understand that on occasion, somebody is going to be in an incredible rush to get in and out. And if everybody understands that that's going to happen on occasion, then everybody also understands that when it's them, nobody's going to get upset. Sure, no problem. Let me get you straight back to see the doc so we can get you home because the kid is sick or the babysitter needs to go home or you know, mom's having surgery tomorrow. Whatever it is, let's get you taken care of. In our office, the way that we signify that is we have a bright pink clipboard that has printed on it the words in/out, which tells everybody this person's in a rush and they've got the go-ahead, the green light, to move as quickly as possible through the office. And patients get to know that also, and they see it, and they have no problem letting the person go by. I'm a big fan of the procedure for that person who is in a huge rush while they're doing some other part of their care, whether it's their active rehabilitation or passive physical therapy, for the front desk person to approach them and say, I know you're in a huge rush. Can I go ahead and run your copay today? And also confirm when their next visit is. So that way, as they're walking past the front desk CA can simply say, bye, Sue. Drive safely. Hope you get home and that everything goes well for you. And then maybe there's the other extreme. Maybe there's a patient who desperately needs to get in for an adjustment, but doesn't have a car right now, doesn't trust any of the higher services, or has been a patient for so many years and now doesn't drive or their car is in the shop, that the staff member says, how about I go pick up Miss Kathy so she can get into the office today for her adjustment? Absolutely. And you know what? That's the kind of care and the level of caring that we want to be giving our patients that produces that outstanding, that amazing, that above and beyond customer service. Because everybody on the team should be smiling, laughing, listening, learning what's going on with patients, and being as supportive as you possibly can. When we're talking about being helpful and supportive, how about the new patient when they have their insurance information? Perhaps you give them the offer of you can upload the insurance information yourself, or you can read it off to us, or send us a screenshot, and we'll do a verification for you before you come into the office. That way you'll know what your insurance is going to cover right when you get to the office on that first day. When a person calls the office, as we talked about on the episode regarding the outstanding front desk CA, I think the phone should be answered by the second ring. I think the person should say, "Thank you for calling this chiropractic office. My name is Robert. How can I help you?" With a smile on their face, not push one if you want to make an appointment, push two if you need to reschedule an appointment, push three if you need the billing office, push four if you want to leave a message for the doctor, push five if you just want us to hang up on you like the insurance companies do when we call them. Okay, well maybe it's not quite that bad, but you know what I'm talking about. If somebody is taking the time out of their day to call you, it's because they need something from you and your office. They don't want to work their way through the telecom maze of finding the right mailbox to leave a message, hoping that it gets listened to, wondering when they might hear back from you. No. They want that warm, wonderful person that's there and gets them taken care of as fast as possible. And I sincerely hope that your office is set up in such a patient-friendly way that if a person has a question and needs the business office, they can easily get there. They don't have to go back around behind the front desk and ask for permission to get back there. No, you know what? They can stop by, knock on the door. The office manager is there. The assistant office manager is there. A billing person is there. Whoever's in the business office. But the patient feels comfortable enough that they can get the information that they need from the right person right then and there. If your office is organized, that the front desk CA has all that information and can handle 99% of it, that's even better. But again, being accessible so that people feel at home and they can get exactly what they need as quickly as they need it. That's outstanding customer service. So as we spend our time thinking about outstanding customer service, you've probably been doing things in your office the same way for a really long time. What could you do to step it up? What can you do to make it even better? Maybe go to a friend's office, another colleague, another chiropractor, and see how they do it. Maybe there's something there that you go, "Oh man, that's so much better." Or maybe you go and go, "Oh, that's horrible. Let's do the exact opposite of that," and invite them to see how you're doing things in your office. Let's be colleagues and help each other provide the best care to all of our patients that we possibly can. A doctor that I know very well recently had the opportunity to hire a new CA, and this chiropractic assistant had worked in other chiropractic offices. And I shared with him, "You have a golden opportunity here for her to look at the office objectively, because she'd been a career CA. She has years of experience under her belt. He was incredibly lucky to hire her. But with her years of experience, he was able to ask her, what can we be doing even better here? What do we do here that you've never seen before? What do we do here that we could be doing better, that you've seen better ways of doing it in other offices that you've worked with?" And she was able to give him a few pointers of how the doctors interact and how the staff interacts with the patients and with each other. So I'm going to challenge you, as you finish listening to this episode, as soon as you're in your office, start a conversation with a couple patients when they go to different places like a Panera, like a Chick-fil-A, like a Walmart, and they have self-serve versus a person there to help them. How do they feel about that? What would they prefer? Do they prefer to talk to the person, or do they prefer to do it by themselves? You might find some of each, but I have a sneaking suspicion if their patients in your office, you feel a certain way, they feel a certain way, and they match pretty darn close. But let's find out and be sure, so that way you can be providing outstanding customer service that they absolutely rave about, so they're telling everybody. All right, and that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at fortheloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.